And the American fashion designer Oscar De La Renta has died, the man who dressed first ladies from Jackie Kennedy to Michelle Obama. You may think, because they were certainly super expensive, haute couture Oscar De La Renta dresses, but even if you are one of those creatures who doesn't pay much attention to fashion, you will certainly have seen some of the most famous women in the world wearing his dresses in photographs at one stage. Most recently, of course, Mrs. Clooney herself at that paparazzi infested wedding in Venice. Louise Kennedy, who is our own First Lady of Irish fashion, is on the line. Louise Kennedy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anya.
He was, I suppose, the designer who came up with the essence of First Lady and red carpet fashion, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure. I think he had a really good understanding of what was required for the position of First Ladies or the ladies he dressed for the red carpet. And I think he had an enormous love of women, and he made women look like very, very, very feminine and very elegant.
Mm-hmm. I remember once the Smithsonian in Washington has a fantastic collection of the First Lady ball gowns, and more than a couple of them, De La Renta's, of course.
Oh, absolutely. I think the roll call of Jackie Kennedy, Laura Bush, I think there certainly was Hillary Clinton, Nancy Reagan. I mean, I think he really defined American fashion in the 60s and the 70s. And he was trained in couture, European couture, but saw an opportunity to return to America. And I think it was, you know, it was a really interesting time when he moved back to New York, because his peers like Jeffrey Bean and certainly Bill Blass, they really defined, I think, the mood of U.S. fashion. And I think they brought U.S. fashion to Europe as opposed to Americans coming to Europe to buy. And, you know, they made beautiful, beautiful clothes. Only I was privileged once, a great friend of mine, Jeannie Becker, invited me to attend one of his shows in New York. And gosh, he was just such an extremely refined, elegant gentleman. He was so handsome. He was always so impeccably dressed. And he was so warm and engaging. And, you know, to meet a young Irish designer, again, he said his love of Ireland, he hadn't been. But again, I think he had a great interest in the arts and literature. So, you know, he immediately, you know, started to speak about some of our great writers.
Well, there you go. And the other thing, of course, Louise, is you scored such a hit yourself in our own First Lady fashion with Mrs. Higgins. There could be a gap in the market now. The design house could be looking for a replacement. Would you be interested in a move stateside there yourself?
Very flattering of you to say, but they already have I think it's a British-born designer, Peter Copping. I think because Oscar was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago, there's a very, very good, strong design team in place. Peter actually only last year took over as creative director of the house. But you know what? I think there was a quote Oscar once gave. He goes, "When you rest, you rust." And I think it's fabulous that he was as passionate about his industry, dressing women, right up to the end. And I think without a doubt, the legacy and the house of De La Renta will continue for many, many more decades.
Louise Kennedy, thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime. Louise Kennedy there, our own First Lady of Fashion, talking about her American counterpart, the late Oscar De La Renta.